Welcome to the Basic Money Matters Show, where we will discuss tools and tips to help you manage your money. Are you ready to get your finances in order? Well, here's your host, Annette Sullivan, certified public accountant and owner of Temple Management Consulting, to show us how.
Hello. Today, we're going to talk to small business owners about how to operate your business as an employer. Specifically, we're just going to talk about employment taxes and your responsibility as an employer, a small business employer, as it relates to employment taxes, what they are, and what are some of the things that you need to be aware of that you need to do as an employer. So the first thing is, as an employer, you're bringing on your first employee, whether that's yourself or someone else, you will need to make sure that you properly classify that individual. What I mean by that is, you need to classify them as either an independent contractor or an employee, depending upon a number of factors. It all depends upon the degree of control that you will have in how they do their work, the degree of control in as to when they do their work. A lot of factors are involved, and the IRS sets out specific things that you can look at to determine whether or not this person really is operating more as an independent contractor as opposed to an employee. Because what you don't want to do is misclassify the person that's going to be working for you. You can end up owing the IRS penalty dollars. And that's what we all want to avoid. So the first thing is to properly classify an individual. You may say, well, I want to hire you. Or you may say that you want to hire someone as an independent contractor, but they end up not really being an independent contractor because you have supplied all of the equipment and tools for them to do their job. You have provided space for them to do their job. You every day basically provide direction and guidance and steps as to what to do every day. And so as you look at the things that I just described, that person looks more and more like an employee as opposed to someone who is operating in an independent fashion. Which is why the IRS has some just general guidelines that they would look to if they are questioning whether or not an individual is an independent contractor versus an employee. So the biggest issue here is, if a person is misclassified, you have classified them as an independent contractor when in essence, in substance, they really are an employee because of the degree of control that you have over their work and other factors, then what has happened is that for the time that they have worked for you, you should have been paying employment taxes. And because you did not pay employment taxes because you didn't classify them as an employee, then there will be some amount of back employment taxes that you would have to pay on their behalf or on your behalf. And of course, then reclassify that individual and set them up as an employee. So it's very important that you refer, and I will refer you to the IRS's Publication 15, which is really all about small business employers. Okay, so that's number one. If you have determined that this individual is definitely an employee, whether it's you or someone else, then as an employer, you must have an employer identification number, what we all know and call EIN. Okay. So an EIN is basically a separate, somewhat tax ID for the business. It's important to have that, and is certainly something that is separate from your personal social security number. So if you were operating and are operating as a sole proprietor, you could be a sole proprietor with employees, but let's say you are a sole proprietor all along, and the EIN number that you were using was your individual or your own social security number. So once you move to the level of hiring an employee, whether that employee is yourself or someone else, you would then need to get a separate EIN number, separate and apart from your social security number, to keep that separate. So as an employer, so let's say you have decided that you are going to hire an employee and you know that you have properly classified that individual, just know that you must give certain forms to employees to complete on the first day of employment. It's what we call an onboarding process. And we talk about this because there's more to hiring an employee than just saying, come on board and I'm going to pay you this, and then just write checks out. You have to be there's a very formal process around it. And there is paperwork that is required by the employees to complete, for them to send back to you. And there's paperwork that your business needs to submit back to the IRS and maybe even other agencies. So let's talk about some of the forms on the first day of employment. Well, we won't get into a lot of detail around the forms. This is to make sure that you are aware that there's formal paperwork that needs to be done. And so your employees would need to fill out a federal withholding form, Form W-4. And that form basically is used by the employees to indicate their status in terms of withholding federal taxes. It walks them through, it has instructions, but it is the source document by which the federal income taxes will be withheld from your employee's paycheck. So that's the first form. The second form, generally, if it applies to your state, would be a similar one, but it's a state withholding form. Very similar. Employee would fill that out, follow the instructions, indicate what is necessary, but it is the source document around the state withholdings that will be withheld from your employee's paycheck. Now, obviously, in order to pay your employees, depending upon your payroll system, you will need to, if you're going to pay them via direct deposit, then you would need to provide them with a direct deposit authorization form. They would need to indicate all of the information pertaining to their bank account that is necessary in order for their paycheck to be direct deposited to the bank account. And they need to sign that form. All of these forms would need to be signed. You should never attempt to direct deposit anything to an employee's bank account without a signed direct deposit authorization form. The fourth form that applies to employment in the United States is an I-9 form. And just generally, it's basically a form to indicate that this person is eligible to work in the United States. With the I-9 form, there's a section that would need to be completed by your employee on the first day of work. And then there is a section that would need to be completed by the employer, you, as well. That form needs to be completed within the first 72 hours, completely done within the first 72 hours of employment. There is identification that would need to be provided to you as an employer that is spelled out on that form, acceptable identification, so that we would know that this individual is who they say they are. As an employer, you are responsible for inspecting that the identification that is provided to you and indicating that information on the I-9 form and signing off on that. So those are the four most common tax-related or employment-related forms that would need to be completed on day one of your employee's hiring, at the time of their hiring. Now, your employees must give these forms back to you, and then you would generally use these forms and keep them for your records. You would keep them for your records in the employee files generally, however your filing system is set up. So now let's talk about tax responsibility, employment taxes. Now, we're only talking about employment taxes. So when you have an employee, then you as an employer are responsible for paying your portion of employment-related taxes. And you are also responsible for withholding, depositing, reporting, as well as I mentioned, paying employment taxes. So let's talk about withholding. So your employees have completed the forms. And so when payroll is processed, then based off what was on the W-4 and G-4 forms, there are income taxes that will be withheld from your employees' paychecks, as well as involuntary Social Security and Medicare taxes. And the reason I say involuntary is because every employee has to have Social Security and Medicare taxes withheld from their checks, which goes into basically their pot of dollars being accumulated by the Social Security Administration. And so federal income taxes are withheld, potentially, depending upon the state you're in, state income taxes will be withheld, and for sure, Social Security and Medicare taxes would be withheld. The Social Security and Medicare taxes are withheld pretty much at a standard rate of 7.65% of the gross wages for that employee. So the question is, as an employer, what is your responsibility? What do you do with those taxes that are withheld? Because essentially, you have those funds. You have those funds. Well, those funds that were withheld are not yours to keep. It is your responsibility as an employer to remit or deposit those withholdings to the United States Treasury on a regular basis. And generally, depositing those withholdings would be either on a semi-weekly or a monthly basis. And Publication 15 addresses this. But I think what's most important is that you understand that as an employer, when you move to that level, that you've got this responsibility to be on top of these dollars that basically that are in your possession, your business's possession for a short period of time, and make sure you know what they are and that you promptly remit them all on a timely basis to the appropriate agency. And not only are you going to be remitting or turning over those withholdings, but you're going to be reporting on those numbers as well. And generally, that would be on your Form 941 on a quarterly basis. And then finally, so now you're responsible for withholding, depositing, reporting, and then paying your portion. So let's put numbers to this. So let's say first payroll. So let's say $1,000 was withheld from the employees' paychecks. And that $1,000 is for income tax withholding, federal and state in total. $1,000 was withheld. Then let's say another $200 was withheld relating to Social Security and Medicare. So $1,200 was withheld from employees' checks, and they are in your possession, $1,200. Now, as an employer, you are required to match your payroll tax responsibility. Employer payroll tax responsibility is to match that $200. Employers are responsible for 7.65% as well as the employee. So you pay 7.65, the employee pays 7.65, and so essentially the two of them combined is what is remitted to the authorities. So you have the $1,200 that was withheld from the checks, and then you have your $200 as the employer that you're going to add to it. And this is a very simplistic example. So that is $1,400 that would need to be remitted. And that $1,400 consists of withholdings and your portion. And that's just a very simple example to give you just the overall picture of what your responsibility is. Once again, withholding, depositing, reporting, and paying your piece. And so I can tell you that at a minimum, on a quarterly basis, you would have to report the status of all of this on your form 941. At the end of the day, by the end of each quarter, the authorities will have all of the dollars that were withheld and have your matching piece, and all of this would be satisfied within the quarter. And then you start the next quarter. Each business will be on a different schedule. Larger businesses may have to deposit the funds that were withheld on every week or semi-weekly. Smaller business may be given a monthly deposit schedule, but the authorities will let you know, your business know, what deposit schedule applies to you, and also your reporting schedule, the 941s for everybody, is on a quarterly basis. So, once again, employment taxes include, if you are an employer, when you hear the word employment taxes or payroll taxes, they will be, number one, Social Security and Medicare. Social Security is one part and Medicare is another part. When you put the two together, you have heard the term before, FICA. Social Security and Medicare combined is what people often use the term FICA to refer to. And please know, as you know, that the Social Security goes into a person's Social Security tracking so that your employees can, of course, go to the Social Security website if they have an account, get an account, and look to see what their annual Social Security wages have been, Social Security wages or dollars deposited on their behalf, and get an estimate as to their Social Security payouts in years to come. Employment taxes also include federal unemployment, which we did not mention that yet. When you hear the word unemployment taxes, the unemployment pieces, and so as you know, employers sometimes may have to terminate employees. And so therefore, employees can apply for unemployment. Well, someone has to pay for that unemployment expense, and that would be you, the employer. All employers have to pay into the federal unemployment system, and in many cases, state unemployment system. Unemployment is not withheld from employees' paychecks. It is employers' responsibility to fund this unemployment. And so, under the bracket of employer payroll taxes, you can really just think of two pieces. Employer payroll taxes, or the other term is employment taxes. It's, once again, Social Security and Medicare vis-a-vis FICA. And the other piece is unemployment. So you would also have to pay, and the unemployment schedule is different from the 941s. So it's a different schedule to pay out unemployment. Sometimes it's just annual. Sometimes it's quarterly. But just know that you are responsible for paying into the unemployment system as an employer. So those are the two components of employment taxes. So yes, this is the reason, the employment taxes, that some employers would sort of like to classify an employee as an independent contractor to what they consider avoid these taxes, but it is not voluntary. You don't get to decide whether an individual is an employee or an independent contractor. It's driven by the substance, the nature, the how, the what, the when of that person's job. The relationship between you and that employee and how that employee or individual is doing their job dictates whether or not they're operating as an employee or an independent contractor. So please know that you can, but it will come back to bite you if you classify someone knowingly as an independent contractor, thinking that you're going to alleviate the need or prevent the need of paying these employment taxes. Because if you are found to have misclassified, you will have to pay back employment taxes. That's very important to know. So when you move to the level of having what we call W-2 employees, and we'll move to that next, you have these responsibilities, paperwork, including quarterly reportings, paperwork to employees. It's not something that's unmanageable. You just need to be aware up front. So how do you get all of this done? Well, payroll. If you outsource your payroll to a company like an ADP or a Paychex or any other company, they will take care of all of the depositing and the reporting for you. Now, it's still your responsibility to check to make sure things are being done. So just to give you an example, if you outsource this work to an outside payroll company, then they will be responsible for paying your employees. You would just provide them with the information through whatever system they have in order for them to make the payroll. And they would be responsible for remitting and depositing all of the taxes that are that's due on the schedule that they're due, and also responsible for preparing the quarterly tax report 941. So you don't have to worry about all of that. Of course, you'll have to pay them, but it now makes it something a little easier for you to get done by having an outsourced payroll company do that on your behalf. If you choose to do it on your own, which of course you can, it's just very important that you have a system of accountability for yourself in order to make sure that you don't miss anything, that you have good record keeping. Of course, if you're processing the payroll, then you've got to have good internal payroll records to keep track of everyone's year-to-date pay, how much was withheld. You've got to have a system. You've got to have accounts with the government in order to remit these taxes. So it's a little more involved. So you'd have to weigh the advantages and disadvantages of doing it yourself versus outsourcing to an outside company. So we talked about processing the payroll and all that is involved with actually bringing someone on board as an employee, classifying them properly, and of course, doing your part as an employer. I always want to go back to what's happening now in the United States, and that is with the PPP loan process, because businesses, particular smaller businesses, are finding that they have a huge opportunity to improve their record keeping, which is why we're focusing in on this topic and related topics, because it's so important. Not about PPP, it's about just basically having accountability for your business in all respects. And so hopefully this gives you really, really good information as you move to hiring yourself as an employee or hiring other people as employees as to what you have to look forward to in terms of paperwork and opportunities. And so the payroll processing companies really truly are really good at what they do. They do that all day long and they do it very efficiently. And so hopefully if you do move to this level, you would really look into maybe having them assist you if at all possible. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Basic Money Matters, where we take the complicated financial parts of your life and business and make it easy to understand. And please do visit our radio network, Hindsight Media Radio 103.5, where there is something good to listen to and something good to talk about.
Thanks so much for joining us for the Basic Money Matters Show. Please visit our website at templemanagementconsulting.com. Be sure to tune in for the next episode of Basic Money Matters. Thanks again for joining us.